They're all under sin. Now we know, verse 19, that whatso things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. It's very simple. The law says to them which are under the law. But as he said before, those who sinned without the law shall perish without the law. Okay, but the law, now, the law, he's saying, is powerless for salvation. Because the law, like the Old Testament law, and really any sort of legalistic system that depends on your obedience to a set of do's and don'ts to establish righteousness, that is all, you cannot be justified before God under any such system. Why? Because those things are not designed to make you perfect or designed to make you righteous. What they're designed to do is to point out your faults and to bring you in as guilty. You know, I mean, if there was no law, as Paul says, you know, but there's no law, there's no sin. Of course, the conscience is also there. Well, let's say there was no law of conscience, meaning you had a clear conscience. Well, there's no sin at all. Right? But of course, he's saying, well, you know, that all men bring themselves down in all their doings, because this is the way of all flesh. And he's saying, whatsoever things the law says, it says to them that are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and that all the world may become guilty before God. See, the law is brought in not to save, but to condemn. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, by the doing stuff contained in the law, there shall no flesh be justified. It's impossible because, for one, from your youth up, you would have to have an unbroken string of the law to justify yourself in his sight without the application of some mercy on his part. Because even in the Old Testament law, there was recognized in the Old Testament many times there was a need for mercy. You know, that God would be merciful. There was the mercy seat. They would pour the blood over the mercy seat. There would be, you know, the idea of sacrifices was to getting God to have mercy on people and forgive their sins. Because they, in spite of the law, men were still sinners. In fact, really all law does is make you a bigger sinner. Because now there are all these things that maybe your conscience would, like, your conscience would never tell you, hey, I need to chop the top of my penis off in order to be justified before God. But if God says a law says, all right, everyone in your family, all the males, they need to have their foreskins chopped off. Now God says that as a law, it's like, what? Now you would never know that you should do that on your own. As far as you would never, I mean, in the realm of all humanity, I mean, people think of the craziest things, but seriously, as far as an average Joe is not going to come up with, you know what, I think to really please God, I'm going to have to, you know, cut that off. You wouldn't do it. So the law adds more things to man that for you to do that your conscience wouldn't even, so it makes it even harder. That's the point. That's my point. So by the deeds of the law, by doing those commandments, like, you know, the letter again, well, I follow this commandment, that commandment, but you know what, in God is not just the law. See, God gave man laws to obey. He said, if you do these things, you will live in them. Well, they couldn't even obey the law. And even if you could obey the law, God could still bring you in guilty on other matters that aren't even covered in the law. Because there is more to God than just a bunch of rules. And so it's like, just because something is technically correct, you know, it's just because there is a loophole. Because man loves loopholes. They look for loopholes that they can get through and they can be, they can get away with things and not pay the consequences. And that's what laws also create. It's like, man, well, look at it. I didn't commit adultery. I was just looking at her. Right? And that's why Jesus said things like, whoever looks at a woman to lust after her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Because what he's saying is, in the Old Testament, you could look at all the pornography you wanted according to the letter of the law. You could look at all the pornographic images you ever wanted. But righteous men have always known that is wrong. Lust, it's demeaning to man, it's demeaning to woman. It makes a man small to be consumed with lust. It makes him weak. He is weak for being so subject to things. Verse 21. But now, the righteousness of God, without the law, is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. I think that's so critical. Because people like to say, okay, all right, we don't have to follow rules anymore. Jesus forgives us. We just do, we just try our best and we say, God, forgive me, and his blood cover. That's just like the Old Testament, see? That really is just like that's all it was is we'll do the best, we'll bring our sacrifices, blah, blah. That's really living under the law. It really is. The righteousness of God is manifested without any laws because God implants in us righteousness. I used to have a big problem with drugs and alcohol. And although I knew it was wrong, I kept on doing it. And what finally stopped me was not a law, not a rule, but God implanting righteousness in me that I would not drink anymore, or smoke anymore, or do dope anymore, whatever. It was taken from me. So now when I go to the store and I walk by the liquor aisle, I don't go to myself, well, the Bible says, there's a rule in the Bible that says, be not filled with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Be not drunken with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. It also says, we should be sober. It also says, we have to be self-control, right? And all these rules. I mean, because the New Testament, you could say there's all kinds of rules. Self-control. You've got to do this. You've got to do that, right? And it's like you could say all those things. And you could never do it knowing that they are there, that you have to do them. In fact, it gets even harder, really, when you start to be a Christian than if you were just following the Old Testament, which is much easier. Much less you have to do there. A lot less head work. It's all like, okay, I do this, do that, follow this, follow that. And you think about it, they couldn't even obtain God's favor doing those things. Well, because that's the thing, is that when you seek it by a law, he gave them laws as like guidelines. They don't allow you to fulfill the righteousness of God. Because the righteousness of God is thou shalt not lust. But